ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the volcanic eruption that rocked Tonga back in January quite literally sent shockwaves around the world. And now the latest research has confirmed that it was the biggest volcanic explosion yet recorded by modern sensors. A team of more than 70 scientists analysed a huge database and found the enormous blast was a once-in-a-100-year phenomenon. But as Marion Farr reports, the scientists' findings could also help in predicting similar future catastrophes before they strike.
When a huge underwater volcano exploded in Tonga earlier this year, it shook the globe.
An underwater volcano off Tonga has erupted, triggering a tsunami warning for several South Pacific island nations.
The eruption of an underwater volcano in the Pacific has seen Tonga's capital flooded by a tsunami and covered in ash.
The explosion was heard as far away as Alaska in the United States and felt in nearby countries including Fiji and New Zealand. But it was sounds that couldn't be heard by humans that travelled even further.
This was basically a once-in-a-century event.
Anna Pertu is a New Zealand-based volcanologist and part of the team that studied the Hunga Tonga eruption. In all, more than 70 scientists have examined different types of sound waves generated by the explosion, and their findings have been published in the journal Science. One thing they discovered was a special type of atmospheric wave called a Lamb wave, which cannot be detected by the human ear.
They're really rare and they're related to really large displacements of air volumes, and then they propagate along the Earth's surface.
The scientists say it's the biggest volcanic eruption ever recorded using modern instruments.
This event was spectacular in that we haven't seen some of these phenomena since we've had these really detailed geophysical networks.
The largest comparable event was the eruption of the Krakatoa volcano in Indonesia in 1883, a disaster which claimed 30,000 lives. Ms. Pertu says that explosion also generated Lamb waves that rippled around the Earth several times.
We had to go back to the 1883 eruption of Krakatoa in order to find something similar in size.
Was this Lamb wave bigger than Krakatoa, the one created by Krakatoa?
What you have to remember is that in 1883, we had really different sensors that we used to detect these things. From what we can tell, they are very comparable, but the exact percentage different, I think we're going to need to do some more work to kind of tease that out.
Scientists say it was these Lamb waves that were responsible for creating the tsunami waves that swept across Tonga after the volcanic blast.
So the vast majority of tsunamis are caused by sudden changes in the ocean floor due to earthquakes, whereas this was basically the atmosphere pushing on the surface of the ocean.
Ms. Pertu says this rare type of tsunami is more difficult to predict.
These do travel so much faster, you know, across the Pacific than a traditional tsunami. So the waves were arriving earlier than what was predicted based on the models, which are based on kind of a traditional tsunami model.
Tonga's volcanic eruption claimed 6 lives and caused damage that has left a $90 million hole in the economy of a country that is still recovering from the devastating impact of the natural disaster. But volcanologist Anna Pertu says the information gathered from the explosion can help with disaster preparedness in the future.
So now that we have this really nice data set of these types of tsunami, we can work that into these early warning systems. But again, these are really, really rare events.
Professor Corentin Codron, who also contributed to the research, says scientists now have a huge amount of instruments to measure events like Hunga Tonga.
We had and we still have a huge amount of instruments. So I think in total we use more than 3,000 sensors or instruments, which are all deployed, let's say, over the globe.
Professor Codron says the Tonga eruption will generate research for years to come.